Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Man Baggage. My name is Russell Kane. This is the safe space where we get boys together to empty their own man baggages of all their worries and woes. But more importantly, it's evolved into the space where we get boys to talk about the things we wish boys would talk about. You know what I'm saying, ladies? And the reason I'm addressing the ladies is we have a worryingly high female listenership. For a space that was originally designed for men to sit around in cardigans, dunking digestive biscuits, talking about body dysmorphia or debt. And it's evolved into a sort of Haynes manual, looking into the minds of men. Well, guess who's more interested in that than men? Fucking women, that's who. Why is Gary liking my best friend's picture on Instagram, Series 2, Episode 4? Because he just wants to look at her boobs, was the unintellectual answer. But at least we got an answer. Turns out boys like looking at boobies and it doesn't mean anything. Straight boys, of course, but it's no different with gay men. They like looking at pecs, same rules, just more wobbly bits. So sometimes we go deep, sometimes we go profound, sometimes the laughter stops, sometimes someone shares something quite traumatic. There are trigger warnings. There's more trigger warnings than walking into an American rifle shop. So if you feel like you might not be able to handle it, please turn off now, because we do use a tone that other places don't use. We're using humour, or that diseased word banter, to try and interrogate some of these problems in a new way, because the research suggests that particularly men sometimes find it easier to share when they're laughing a bit, giggling a bit, when the formality of sharing is exfoliated with the beads of humour. That's a Partridgian metaphor there, but I was proud to use it. We know what we're talking about. You're in the pub. Gary's got divorced. Hey, Gary, you could be wanking alone, would be the first remark for, actually, are you going to kill yourself, Gary? That is the natural route of how men check in with each other. Mockery, checking in, genuine concern, safe. That's where we are. And today, I mean, I'm buzzing like Lindsay's toy drawer during lockdown 2 to introduce my guests. I'm so excited. I'm more aroused than Poirot's suspicion when he sees a dagger by today's guests. Because I've got the host of the phenomenally, it is a phenomenon podcast, Help, I Sexted My Boss. I'm joined by Radio 1 DJ and Kangaroo Bollock Eater, Jordan North, and Master of Etiquette, who I feel like he's policing how I'm conjugating every verb I'm using, William Hanson. Welcome, lads.
Thank you very much for having us. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Yes, and I love Poirot, so the fact you put a little Poirot metaphor in, a big tick from me.
That's one of my favourite sort of withering put-downs at the moment, when it's obvious what's happening. I'll be like, it'd be a fucking short episode of Poirot, wouldn't it? You did it, own up. And so have you got live versions of this podcast where we could buy tickets and come and see you? Should we go anywhere to subscribe? What can we do to drive things forward?
Yeah, so we release a main episode every Tuesday, and we also have a shorter bite-sized bonus episode on a Friday, and we are going on tour in May.
We start in May. Few shows in June, few shows in July.
Yeah, so we're going on tour at the start of this summer for William's stag do. William's getting married to his fiancée Mikey in September. So he said he'll never do a stag do. So the premise of our tour is we're going to take him up and down the UK on a massive piss up. And we'd love for people to come and join us.
I can't wait.
I feel like, William, it would be the first stag do where you actually hunt stags. As part
potentially, if that's your sort of thing. I have literally never been on stag do's. I have a blanket policy amongst my friends that I will not go on them. I have told my brother, if he ever gets married, I'm not coming on his. I just do not do them. I will be a fun sponge. I will not enjoy them, and neither will everyone else. But of course, Jordan and my podcast team, I say team, that makes it sound grander than it is, have decided that I'm going to have a stag do.
Yeah.
and I'm going to have 11 stag do's, I believe.
I think you'll improve it. I think you'll be like, I cannot believe you've reached for the Sambuca before the Brannigan's crisps. a most flagrant disregard for shot downing.
Well, Jordan has got this idea of me being tied to a lamppost.
Yeah, said I'm not going to be happy until he's tied to every lamppost in all the different locations we're going. We're bollock hanging out of his boxes.
I look forward to seeing that. It'll be the easiest thing in the world. Well, not the easiest thing in the world, but there's lots of places where men get around and talk about men's things and use football. But the problem I discovered pretty early was men tend to drift into, well, you know what women are like, or terribly outdated sexist generalisations. So that's when we developed the idea in Man Baggage of having a female auditor, someone, a House of Lords with a lady in it, who will hold to account any of the binary observations that we make. And I certainly have a strong female presence today. We're joined by media personality, Love Island sensation, ambassador for the Gieldem and Girl Power, Chloe Burrows. Chloe, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. What a lovely introduction. I feel really special now.
And what are you up to? I was just stalking your Instagram earlier. I do it regularly long before we were working together anyway. And it says you're an ambassador for...
Yeah.
So who are you an ambassador for? Talk us
through. JD Sports, JD Women's, anything Nike, Adidas, Puma, Norm Face. Got me all over it.
Great. So that's what you're filling your diary up at the moment. You're doing brand associations. Do you do any live work? I always think like a sort of a tour in the clubs with the Love Island people would go down quite well. Do you never do stuff like that, like personal appearances or anything?
I think they used to do it, but I didn't want to do it this year. I don't know. It's not really a bit me. I love clubbing, but you know, drunk people just don't know their boundaries. But no, I'm not doing that. But I've got a load of things that are in the pipeline. I can't say what they are, but maybe some live stuff, maybe some TV. Who knows?
Great. Exciting. Yeah. Fantastic news. Right, well, thank you for coming on, Chloe. And today we are talking about forgiveness. It's just a pure accident that we're recording this at the time Prince Andrew has just milked mother for £12 million. But, so I think we should probably define forgiveness before we get going. Forgiveness is the intentional and voluntary process by which one who may initially feel victimised undergoes a change in feelings and attitude regarding a given offence and overcomes negative emotions such as resentment and vengeance. All right, I'm fucking sorry, as it's also known. So it's a terribly simplistic question, but I have no shame in asking it straight away. I think I'll start with you, Chloe. Do you think men are better or worse at forgiving, genuinely?
I think they are worse. I feel like men tend to have a bit more pride than women, so they tend to not let things go as quickly, in my experience anyways. So, yeah, I think men are worse than women.
Do you think so? I mean, my experience, Jordan, William, is just to immediately forgive for a peaceful life, even if I've been punched in the face or something. I just forgive you. I ran into your fist. Can we stop talking?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'm quite laid back when it comes to stuff like that.
You forgive quite easily.
I forgive. You don't really.
No,
well, do you?
I was thinking when you were both talking there that, now spoiler alert for anyone listening, I am a homosexual, and so I think with gay men, I think we hold grudges a little bit longer than a straight or bisexual man. Personally,
Now why is that?
Well, because quite a lot of us are bitches, so. And we like that. But I think we do still, compared to women, still forgive quicker.
I love the way you can always tell how sort of well brought up and how posh someone is, but if they say homosexual rather than homosexual.
Well, thank you. Well, that's because homo is the Greek, which means the same.
I know. Whereas,
yeah, you know. Okay, good. I won't need to do this for you. But yes, it's one of my bugbears.
But it's also on Radio 4, anything they're uncomfortable with, I've noticed, they suppress the vowels of. So there's no pornographic content, there's pornographic content.
Oh, really?
without an O.
You see, that's the quality end of the BBC, isn't it, Jordan?
Yes. And
there's no adult content, there's adult content. So do you think it's easier for men to forgive then, Chloe, or harder?
I think it's harder, but I feel like it depends what context. For example, I feel like a woman would be more likely to forgive a man if he was to, you know, do something quite awful, whereas I feel like a man has too much pride and would just cut the woman off.
But don't women forgive then actually harbour feelings on the quiet down in the feelings basement?
Yeah, you forgive, but you don't forget. So is it really forgiving?
No, it's not.
Have you gotten over it? Yeah, exactly. So, but I feel like men are more blunt and they'll just cut them off, whereas a woman will forgive and be quite snide. So
do you find it easy to forgive?
Yeah, I feel like I'm quite, like, one thing I'm going to do is take someone back. So I would say, yeah, I'm quite a forgiving person, actually.
And are you attached at the moment?
Yeah, we've got a boyfriend. We live together. We met on the show.
And so how deep into that relationship are we? I'm doing the maths now.
God. Deep enough. We live together. I've been together 6 months now. But if he was to do something, I would just dump him. Like, I'm not going to tolerate it again. He mugged me off once on the show. I'm not going to let him do it again.
Yeah, I think a few people might have caught that. Think a relationship works better when you're sort of opposites, really? One that's sort of a bit more emotionally highly strung, takes a long while to give, and someone who's just like can't pick up a sock. It's like, oh, fuck, you can't be bothered. Like, you need one of each.
Yeah, 100%. If you're both highly strung, it's just going to cause like a melting pot, isn't it? Two big drama queens. So, yeah, you need someone who's highly strung and one who's really laid back for its work.
What about you, lads? Would you agree with that? That it's you sort of in a successful relationship, one's mental and one's not.
Yes. I think with my fiancé, Mike, and I, we're both highly strung, but about different things. So we're not really that highly strung about the same thing. So I suppose there's yin and yang there, which works. So that would be my thing. But, you know, he's not as sort of fussed, although has picked up quite a lot of etiquette since the almost 7 years that we've been together.
But as have I.
Yes, as have you. I. Yes. Well, I've known Jordan longer than Mikey. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Would you say he was quite forgiving?
No, actually.
Really not. No.
I'm hoping he won't hear this, but yes, no, he. Otherwise, we won't be getting married. No, he's. I'm probably more forgiving, and I sometimes forgive when I actually haven't forgiven, but I know that in order to move on and get out of the argument, it just needs someone to go, yep, sorry, yep, okay, not a problem, and off we go.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That was going to be my next question, Jordan. Is it better to sometimes say, I forgive you, even if you don't mean it?
Yeah.
But that's quite a sort of dishonest thing to do as a human
being. Oh, actually, I say yeah, but now when you say it like that and when you actually think about it.
Yeah, but for the peaceful life, I would do it. I'm not saying I'm peaceful life versus integrity. peace for life every time.
I would say peace for life. And I don't know about you, but I am someone that genuinely hates confrontation, don't I? I'm getting all thinking, I don't like confrontation. I don't even like sending a text that's a bit confrontational, you know, if you need to sort something out at work or anything like that. So I probably would just say, yeah, I forgive you, just for an easy life. But then another option you could always say is, you know, I've not quite forgiven you yet, but we could do this process together. And over time, hopefully, I will heal. That sounds very American.
Oh, wow.
That sounds very American,
very
doesn't
very
it? I'm going through my healing process.
Do you think some people like to forgive and then take secret sort of backstabbing revenge behind the scenes? So sort of equal thing. I forgive you. It's all forgotten. Then behind the scenes, you know, I don't know. Draw a cock in their favourite book or something.
I just want to point out that our producer pointed at me there. Where you?
Well, I was just going to say, knowing William, and he is a very dear friend of mine, he will forgive, but he will, at any opportunity, get a dig in about an argument from 10 years ago or something that happened 4 years ago. He'll, at any opportunity, get a little dig in. But that's part of your humour.
Like the time you said less instead of fewer. I will never forget it.
Exactly.
Well, Jordan's big one is sat and sitting. Well, it used to be. You're actually quite good.
Oh, yeah, I don't say it anymore.
No, you're not bad.
The worst one's lay and lying. I'm constantly leaving eggs rather than lying down, apparently. If you go for a lay. It's like the most hard verb to conjugate, particularly in the present participle. Anyway, we've gone so far off the track.
Jordan and I had a bit of a sort of tiff last year. Should we talk about this?
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
We've talked about it on our podcast, but you... I can't really remember the ins and outs. Which I mean I can, but I won't go into them.
No, we kept arranging to go for
the
a dinner.
Prius in.
We kept arranging to go for a curry, didn't we?
Or you were going to come over because we couldn't go for
but
a curry
because
it was
canceling.
COVID and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the small windows we had where we were allowed to either socialise on terraces or socialise inside, and it got bumped a bit. And you know, I think there was a lot of frustration, as we all had, because we hadn't really been able to see friends and family for so long. And so sort of when you had that sort of glimmer and of light at the end of the tunnel of seeing friends, and then sort of either because of COVID or new regulations or because of people's diaries, things got sort of, you know, that tunnel light got turned off. It became frustrating, and I let my feelings be known to Jordan. And
did you?
So, well,
did you? Because I
stopped talking to
you. Yeah, I just remember you not messaging me. I just remember him not messaging me for a week, and I didn't realise at the time. I just thought, oh, he must be busy this week, until it was told by someone close to us that you'd fallen out with me.
Yes, our producer said it was the worst conflict since North Korea, I think was were the words from Ben. And Jordan, there was a knock on the door a couple of days later and a huge bouquet of flowers with the lovely little note arrived, which was very sweet.
I've not been dragged up.
No, he hasn't been dragged up. So I appreciated that because I...
And it was my fault.
And I don't know about you, Chloe, but I, when someone's saying sorry, I appreciate not just the words, I appreciate a gift or some sort of physical gesture that you can see as well.
Yeah.
So that would help the apology move into forgiveness, would it, Chloe, if the apology was accompanied with a gift?
I don't know. I feel like it depends what it is, because sometimes, like, I'm thinking about it now, if we've had an argument, I'll either forgive and bank it for a future argument, be like, oh, remember when I... Or, yeah, if there is a gesture, maybe I am more likely, but I do think, yeah, I do harbour quite a lot of what's happened. Do you know what? I don't let things go. Maybe women are worse. I thought they weren't.
So where is the line? Are most things forgivable? Where is the line in a romantic relationship? And we'll talk about friendships as well, but in a romantic relationship, what is cheating?
I think, well, yeah.
What is cheating? I mean, we've been here before many times in this show, but I mean, I sort of wind Lindsay up to the point where she's like, you need to fucking stop speaking now, we're going to fall out. but I'll be like, so if I was just next to a girl and put my hand on her hand for 1 second, obviously not, that's not cheating. I said, what about if I just held it like that? Stop, why are you asking me? And then I would try and find the exact molecular moment that it becomes cheating. I mean, what are we talking here? Get off your head on a stag do and kiss a girl on the cheek and pose for a selfie.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it? Especially with social media. I feel like there's a lot of lines that you can cross. I personally, like, liking girls' pictures is wrong, but it's not cheating. But I feel like maybe a cheeky message or, like, an emoji sent, that's cheating.
I think. If you're DMing someone and you're in a relationship,
that's got to be intense.
And flirty, that's got to be classed as cheating. And do you know what, Chloe? Some people would be listening to this and go, it's not, but if you put yourself in that situation and your other half was messaging, DMing someone, I'd class that as cheating, I think. Would you?
Surely
it depends what you're DMing. If it's like, I really like your range of sports wear, they really compliment your figure. I just, when you're doing squats, the way that helps your glutes look controlled during a squat.
Come on.
And it was just a smile. The type of emoji matters. If I sent a smiley emoji or an aubergine, that's a different level of offence.
Yes, but I think if you sent a nice recipe for a Victoria sponge, that's probably not cheating.
It probably is in your world, William.
Well, yes.
I mean, to give away one's Victoria sponge recipe, you may as well be dressed as Agamemnon and covered in linseed oil.
I've got a lovely recipe.
I don't know who any of those people are.
No, don't worry, darling.
Who's linseed oil?
No, Lynn.
Who's linseed oil? Do we know her?
It's what Greek warriors used to put on themselves and then wrestle until it turned into homoerotic banter.
I thought she used to present Wish You Were Here in the 90s or something.
Come on, Chloe, you've not answered. I'm going to go Fiona Bruce now. You've not answered the question. You know, where is the line drawn? What is forgivable and what is not?
What's forgivable? I think, I don't know. I like an argument. That's the problem. So I'd probably, if he's on a night out and there's like girls on his table, I'm already annoyed. And like that will take me a few days to get over. Or what about if they get an apartment and girls go back to the apartment? He's not done anything, but they're still in the apartment. That's, I would draw the line there. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Is that forgivable though?
No.
That's not forgivable.
No, because the girls will be like, oh, Chloe, I was with your man in an apartment. And I just think, oh, God.
So this is interesting. So I'd be interested to know where you fall on this, William. But Jordan, I've noticed that girls, when they're going to try and forgive something or be angry about something, it's not about what you've done. It's about what other girls were thinking. It's just as important. And that to me is like, yeah, but I wasn't bundled in a van. Nothing was done to me against my will. Not a finger was laid. Not the point. How does it look? What were other girls thinking? Whereas for me, once I established what had actually happened with Lindsay, I'm not worried about what other men were thinking. I'm like, she's either something to forgive or there isn't.
But I think girls are more, or ladies are more in tune with feelings and perception. And I think that's why, you know, and this is a sweeping generalisation, girls are a lot better at PR because they're aware of how does this look to other people, which in effect is PR. And I think they get that and they can think two or three steps ahead. Whereas I think a lot of heterosexual men are quite sort of in the moment and don't necessarily zoom out to look at the big picture, whereas I think women can do that.
But surely we've got to say, and I don't want to descend into like moral philosophy or anything, surely we've got to at least say that something perceived that didn't happen is not as important as something that did happen. I mean, it's obviously worse if something happens, but Chloe's saying no, equally unforgivable. So you might as well have just had like a fucking 10-way orgy and ended up looking like a game of Kaplunk.
I think it's all about intent. I think the cheating thing, if you message someone on Instagram or you go back to their flat, etc., and there was an intent for something to happen, or you were intending for them to send you a photograph. I had a discussion with a friend the other day whose partner will message friends perfectly, you know, on a normal friendship level on Instagram, but they will send disappearing photo. So if they're sending a photo of, I know, look, here I am in the park, isn't it beautiful? They send it on Instagram as a disappearing photograph. And the boyfriend says, who, you know, it doesn't check the phone, but if they're sitting there sort of cuddling and they're both texting, you can obviously see what's going on because the phones are very close. You can see the sort of the greyed out icon of disappearing photo. And they're like, well, yes, okay, that was a photo of the park, but I'm taking your word for that, and clearly the message beforehand shows it was, but why did you feel the need to send it as a disappearing photograph? It's a picture of a park.
Yeah, but doesn't it automatically come up as a disappearing photo if you send a picture?
Not on Instagram.
I feel like we need Poirot again.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can do keep in chat, or you just send it on WhatsApp.
The photo disappeared. I conclude that your bell end was in shot in the corner, and the park was merely a cover story.
Exactly. So it's like, why use those facilities? It's the same as people that Snapchat each other and all the messages disappear after 24 hours. Like, you're obviously using Snapchat for illicit means. I think you don't use Snapchat. When you're in a relationship, your Snapchat's off, personally.
Do you think?
I had to delete Snapchat.
I agree.
It's the only place where I get unsolicited female body parts daily, which was so annoying. That was like a daily little pleasure. Like, I make a coffee, could look at all the twinkles and boobies, and I had a great day. But apparently that was inappropriate.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
We're just going to take a break there. It's the end of part one, and we'll be back with part two.